Morning, Masechet Milah, we're on Daf Zayin, and we're starting on the Amud, just a very big thing we had yesterday. So we started the new Gemara, and then we had a machloket between, in the Mishnah, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lezer with regard to Me'ilah of Yotzei. And we had at the bottom, where Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrikat Mo'elet Yotzei, when Rabbi Yochanan said, when Rabbi Akiva said that the Zrika helps with regard to food, the meat that was taken out of the Mizbeach, remember, it's only a part of it, not all of it, right? That if it was all out, it wouldn't work because we had a bit in. So we said migo, right? That was the way we explained it. So migo, that I think it was Rashi said migo de mahanya zrika le miktsat shivivnim. So that it helps the amount that's in. Okay, mahanya nami dahu miktsat shiyatsa. It also helps that which was yatsa. And then we said asit Rabbi Yochanan. Is that possible? That you can even have machshava of pigul on avud and saruf, right? So he said there in avud and saruf, which is not even around. Right? So it's not even there. You can't even see it. No coffee this morning. Did I do something wrong to anybody? So he said there, Rav Asi said to Rav Yochanan, I don't understand. If with regard to Saruf and Abu, which is even in front of you, and if you have a machshava, it works. So what's the problem with this bit that's sticking out? Why do we have to have it all in, even if it's all outside? It's at least there, right? So that's what we got up to yesterday. The Gemara says like this, Umi Amar Rav Asi, Rav Asi actually says such a thing. Could Rav Asi have made such a comment to Rav Yochanan, that even if it was lost, it would be okay? Rabbi Asi himself asked Rabbi Yochanan a question. What was his question to him? If you had kavona, now there's a machloket over here of the Mefarash and Tosfot in how to understand this sugya. I actually looked at the Tosfot. The Tosfot gives two answers. The first answer explains exactly like Rashi, and then it gives a different answer altogether, and then it actually says, sorry, first, there's the first, then the Tosfot gives an answer, then Tosfot brings a at the end of the Tosfot, says that there's a machloket girsaot on how to understand exactly what's going on over here. But the pshat, as the Mefarish, as Rashi explains, I'll say as follows. He says like this, what Rav Asi's question of Yochanan was, this nishpachin, now look at Rashi over here, Amar Rav Asi Achi, Mi Amar Rav Asi Dechiyatza Kulo Mehani Lezreika, did Rav Asi actually say that all of it could help? If all of it was outside, it was all the meat had been not just a part of it, but it was all outside the claim of the Beit HaMikdash, would help. Nishpachin. Rashi explains that. What? Thank you, David. Thanks. Thank you, Rashi. He says, what is nishpachin? Nishpachin, ya according to Rashi, with this mefaresh, or sharei hadam shaya shofech liyasura mizbeach, the leftover blood that would be poured down. You know, on the side of the mizbeach was a little hole, right? That the blood would be poured down. That blood, the leftover blood. Right? What was his question? This is actually quite wild. You can understand why in a second. We look at the Tosfot. Why Tosfot can't understand what's going on here. He says, what's Rav Asi's question to Rabbi Yochanan? Chishav b'shat shvichat shirayim al menat lechol kezayit chutz lezmano. Suddenly we're understanding the question that there's this nishpach in the letter of blood. Now the question, if he had the wrong kavona, if he had a pigul kavona while he was pouring the nishpachin down the yesod to eat the meat at the wrong time, suddenly the nishpachin becomes an avoda. Where do we see that you can have pigul machshava during the nishpachin? Anyway, that's his question, right? So mi chashiva ha machshava nishpachin the pigul kamo machshava the zrika atzmolo. Is this nishpachin throwing away the left of the blood? Do we have the same ability to have pigul intentions like there, like you would have normal zrika, like the throwing the blood in the mizbeach, right? Look at the Rashi now. Yeah, or Amar Hamore, Chishev leNishpachin leMachar. What's his teacher tell us? He says that his kavona was Chishev Nishpachin. His kavona was to eat the meat tomorrow. Shebeshat Zrika, Chishev Lishpachin. He gives a different answer. See what he says? When so now comes the second answer in Rashi. This is what he teaches. The first answer was that what was the zrika? What was the question of Rashi? That when he does the nishpachin, he throws away the rest of the blood, can he have the kavon of pigud as well? If yes, what's the story? There's another answer here. It's like Amar Amore. Chishev, what does it mean? She b'sha'at zrika, chishev lishpoch ha-shirayim le-machal yasod. Not that when he had did the shvicha of the shirayim, he had kavona, but when he did the regular zrika, what was one of his kavonas? He had a kavona to throw away the leftover blood tomorrow down the yasod. You got it? It's a different thing altogether now, right? Suddenly now the meat is not where the machshava was. The shvicha of the blood is where the machshava was during the zrika. Chashiva ha machshava denishpachin. Here's the question that Rabbi asked him according to this answer. Ke'ilu chishev bezrika atzma shechishev lizrok mikzatu lemachar chutz izbanu de mifagin lavolo. Would have called Piglot. Now Tosfot, for half a second, let's just look at Tosfot. He says, Ya'ein lefare shechishev b'sha'a sheshofech shirayim liyasod amanat lecho min hazevach lemachar. We can't explain it the way that Rashi explained it, that the kavona was when he did the shlicha, it was to have kavona to eat the zevach, the korban tomorrow. He says, Ha pshita de lo pigel. That's pashut that is not pigul. K'detanya perek ha-kamaz vachim. In the first perek of Masech Zvachim, diktani yatzu shvichat shirayim v'haktarat eborim she'ein me'akvim. He says those two avodas, shvichat shirayim, pouring out the rest of the blood, and burning the emorim, are not me'akev in the korban at all. So if something isn't me'akev, how can that masa itself cause pigul? It's not part of the melacha. Only a ma'akev, remember we said the arba melachot ikariot, right, of the blood, so you cause pigul. Suddenly something which is not even ma'akev, you call pigul. It's hazui, wild, you think that's possible. But gam lo kav ei, b'machshe b'zrika, b'nat nishpoch shirayim, b'machar, d'alam p'shita de pigul. Right, he says, evagam le kabed b'machshe, with regard to zrika, it was the second answer over here of Rashi, that if he had b'machshava during zrika, in order to do the shirayim tomorrow, that's pashut that there is pigul. Krama nami hata v'tam yishum de b'inan sheyichashe v'arba avodah b'davar shu achilat adam v'achilat mizbeach. He says, because what do we say? We learned this as well in Masechet Tzvachim, that when we have pigul, when during any of the four major avodas, the shchita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika, if you had any kavona which refers to eating. Now eating can be either the eating of the individual or the eating of the mizbeach. Even the mizbeach eats. Right? Achir Adam, or Achirat Mizbeach, or Shvichat Shirayim, Achirat Mizbeachi. And Shvichat Shirayim is Mizbeach. We thought up until now that Achirat Shirayim, that Achirat Mizbeach was only putting meat on the Mizbeach. Here comes Dr. Tosfos and said, no, even pouring into the Asod is called Achirat Mizbeach. So it's obvious that it's Pigul. So the two ways of Rashi, the first one is Pashut not Pigul, and the second one is Pashut is Pigul. So he's got a real kashya on both the explanations here. Of Rashi. Okay. El Anir El Arid, the Kavim Machshe B'Shat Zrika Menat Nizrok Adam Shishbach Min Akli LeMachar. So he says, really, what does it appear to read? What does Tosfot think that Rav Asi's question was? His question was, it's actually amazing. We don't really do Tosfot so often, but this Tosfot was important because it takes both the answers here in Rashi, which it seems that Tosfot knew about the answers. It seems that this could be a little bit of Rashi up here, by the way. It's not so Pasha, there's lots of Rashi. Anyhow, because Tosfot knew about Tosfot knows that these two answers here, about these two answers here, and you know, if it wasn't the Mefarish, why would he duff? It wasn't Rashi, why is he dealing with it? Yeah, I don't want to get into that, that's out of my depth. But yeah, it's like this. So he says, according to read, the Kabai b'machashev b'shat zrika, what was the question here? He had the kavona during the zrika, and what was his kavona? Amanat lizrak adam shenishpach min akli lemachar. Something is different altogether now. What's Tosfot saying? The blood, we know, we've learned before already, that if blood falls on the floor, you can pick. Remember we said with the blood mixed, remember we learned that holding the blood of the korban, if they're mixed, you can still do the zrika. So if blood falls on the floor, you can pick it up. That's Tosfot's question here. You're having kavona now during the zrika with other blood that fell on the floor, which you picked up that you're going to do tomorrow as zrika. Look at Tosfot here. He says, zrika amnat nizrok adam shishbach min akli lemachar. Nitna zvachim nishbach ala ritzpa v'asfu pasu min akli v'asfu kasher. Can you pick it up or can't pick it up? If you had to pick it up, let's pick it up, etc. That's Rav Asi's question. Anyhow, we've got three possible ways to learn Rav Asi, but the bottom line is that all of these questions, however you explain it, Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan a question about something which was lost or spilt or wasn't part of the original Korban, which wasn't original. So how can Rav Asi be so certain? That's really the Gemara's question. I can actually be so certain that Rabbi Yochanan would agree that on Yatzah is definitely going to work, when he himself asked Rabbi Yochanan the question about things like this, which were around, right? We learned the answer. Right? Rav Reir says to me, we already learned the answer. What's the answer? Ditna, look at the Rashi, Ditna ba Or Vaharotev, in Perak Or Vaharotev. Hakippa vaha'alal. Remember this? We learned this. Kippa is the spices, right? The tavlin or the alal. Alal here, Tosot fa'in lafa. I couldn't find what alal was. I don't want to go back in the Gemara and look at the Gemara. If you look at the Tosot Amar Rav Zeira, he says what alal is. Look at the fourth line of the Tosot, va'alal hu gid hatzavar. It's this like membrane or tendon in the neck. Alma hai alal came under late by mashash. It's not really anything of substance. Lo mahani by machshava. Right? Look at Tosfot. The perush. Eino chashuv. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Yud Zayin. Eino chashuv leecho. It's not something that you eat. V'davar haolech leibudhu velo mifagel. It's basically going to throw away. There's no pigle with regards to that. Right? Even if you can't want to eat, you can eat it. So what Rav Zeira is saying to Rav Asi, he said, you're asking me about this blood that's spilt to the shiraim. Let's go with Rashi's answer. Rashi especially talk about the shiraim being spilled into the asod. And the question if you had machshava there, would it be a pigle or not? So Rav Asi says, Rabbi Zeira, we've already got that answer. Right? What's the answer? Alal. With regards to alal, what's alal? Hi alal, kamen delayed by mashasha, it's got no substance, lo kibel tuma, and doesn't get any lometame. Right, hani nishpachin nami, so to the nishpachin, kamen del ibud azlei. Right, ba machshava lo mahanya. Therefore, we got no interest of with something which is going to be thrown away. Right? Or le ibud azlei, it's going to be lost. We're chucking, we're not you interested in it. Pigul can't help. So therefore, your question to me of telling us that Avud Vesaruf, right, and just like Avud Vesaruf is Mechashvin, we can have Kavod and Avud Vesaruf, here we see clearly the Alal and the Kippin, which is like the same thing as the Dam, which is Leibud, which is going to be thrown away. We don't care about it. You can't have Machshava. That was his question to Rabbi Yochanan. So how can he argue that Rabbi Yochanan says, you need a bit of the meat inside. If it's all outside, it would still work. But there, and his proof was from Avud and Saruf. When we see that he asked Rabbi Yochanan himself about Avud and Saruf via the question of the blood that was spilled, the same idea with me? Okay. So now, so the Gemara says it's like this. Ella, ha diktani. So he says, now this is what we mean. Ella ha diktani mechashvin ala Avud vala Saruf kashya. This proof that he brought is Mamash Akashya. We don't understand it, the Gemara said. Rav Asi asked the question of Yochanan, which means that it can't be so clear that this Mechashya Avod is that's basically Akashya. And that's the Gemara leaves it as Akashya. Amar Rava. Rava says like this. Eima al ha'omed le'ibud v'al ha'omed le'saruf. So Rava comes and says, okay, let's try and solve the problem. Not that he said ala avud v'al ha'saruf, on the which was really burnt and really lost. And what was Rabbi Asi talking about? Ala ha'omed le'ibud v'ala omed lisarev, something which was going to be thrown away or something which was going to be burnt. But at the moment it was still there. It hadn't really been burnt or thrown away or lost. It could have been lost or could it was about to be burnt but still there. Amar Papa Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Mole Yotze. Now Papa gives a different answer. Papa says like this. Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Mole Yotze Elisha Yatza Basar. He comes in and says like this. When Rabbi Akiva said in the previous Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Mole Yotze Sheyatza Miktzato. Right? What was that speaking about? That was speaking about meat. Aval Yatza Dam Ein Zrika Mo'elet Leyotze. Right? Only the meat, if the meat has left them is bayach, then the zrika will happen. But if the blood itself, right, left them is bayach, and then you brought the blood in, the zrika doesn't help at all. Okay, so where do we have the idea that blood can fix up something which left the Mizbeach and the Be'er HaMikdash? Only with regard to if the dam itself left it. But if the meat left it, right? I skipped over all these Rashi's. Yeah, see if the blood left it. Look at Rashi there. I skipped. Okay, that's fine. Let's carry on. Aval yatsa dam. See that on the bottom there? Af mishe chazar v'ichnisu v'zarko. Even if you brought the blood back in and then you did the zrika properly, ein zrika went leyotze, it won't help. Why? Ein zrika shelotor dam sheyatza, went lotzi habasa midei meila. The its own blood that was left the Mizbeach, and you came back in, and you did the Zrik on that blood won't help at all to Me'ilah. In other words, once the blood is left, the blood loses all its abilities to do anything. So when Rav Yochanan said that Yatza, the Zrik helps, it's blood that stayed inside helps blood meat that left. But blood that left can't help anything any longer. Now you did shchita. When it says shchita, shtika, right? Rashi says, look at Rashi there. Shachat b'shtika b'kashrut. In other words, you never had a wrong kavona during the shchita stage, right? You had a proper kavona. Shelo chishev ba shum psu. So Rashi says, right? You never had any kavona badly. V'shuv yatza hadam chutz lazar. So now you did shchita, normal shchita, proper kasher shchita, and then yatza dam. Now, because previously we spoke about pigul, but now, right, because he had pigul with regards to Eder, but now it's normal, there's no pigul. V'shuv yatza adam chutz lazara, af api shechazar v'chulei mo'alin bo. Right, look at the brighter says it. Straight, I'm reading from the Rashi, but look at the brighter. Tadam yachi, shachar b'shtika v'yatza adam, api shechazar v'zarko, lo asa v'lo klum. The blood did nothing. V'kot shekotchim mo'alin bo, v'kot shekalim ein mo'alin bo. Look at the Rashi there. The high zrika ein matir tabas of the Kohanim. Why is there me'ila still? V'kot shekotchim mo'alin. Because there was no shat kosher. There was no moment where the meat was available for the Kohanim to eat. Therefore, the klal, we said in the Mishnah. Klal, anytime there's no heter of a shat heter, there's me'ila. So the blood didn't help, so there's me'ila. And with regards to Kodesh HaKalim, Vim Han Kodesh HaKalim, and Mualim, there's no Me'ilah. Why? Because again, like we said, Kodesh HaKalim only kicks in the Kodesh HaKodeshim element of the Emorim after the Zrika. Here there was no Zrika, so therefore nothing happens. Mishum Zrika, Duhud HaZrika, Lav Klum Hu. Okay. That is that. Amar Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara is like, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Right? Amar Rabbi Akiva. Now the Shita Mekubetzet takes out this Ha Ze Lema Dome. And says, read the Mishnah, quote from the Mishnah, Amir Akiva, Vahare HaMafrish V'chule, right? So we go back to the Mishnah, yes, the Mishnah, Davava Murad, a bit. In the middle of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva brought his proof. He said, Vahare HaMafrish Chatato V'avda. He set aside a Chatat and it got lost. V'ifrish Achei Tachten, you set aside another one in place of it. V'achagach Nimtzat HaRishona, you found the Vahare Shtehen Umdod, you got both of them there. Aim lo Keshem Shadama Poter B'Sra, Kachu Poter Basar Chaverta. That's what he said there yesterday. Rabbi Akiva's whole proof. True, Rabbi Eliezer, was if you got two chata, if you got a chata, you lost it, you bring a new one in its place. Now you shech them both. You can bring the blood for either one, and the blood will matir the meat of the other. Remember, that's what he wanted to say. Even though we saw that it was really a motar chatat, and we explained why should the chatat have been killed, the pastor chatat, because once you run kapara of the one chatat, the other chatat becomes a chatat shek av asu kaparat baalim, and therefore it should be chayv mita. That's how we explained it yesterday, remember? Okay.
One of
the five chataot. Sorry?
That's one of the timna.
Is that what it was? It was the Rashi Tevot for Chatat. Kol HaKavod. I was wondering yesterday what it was. Shkoach, Robert. Excellent. Timna. Taf, Mem, Nun, Ayim. But it's five. Yud. Is it Yud? Taf, Tmura. Tmura. Motar. Nolad is somewhere. Nun is Nolad.
That was not Met.
Metabalim. Tmura, Metabalim. Taf, Mem, Nun is Nun is Nolad. A Vlad of a Chatat. Taf Mem Nun Ayin, what was Ayin? Asu Kapara, something like that. Or he had Kapara.
Something like that.
And then there was a Tmura.
So
and then we said that the. So we got Tmura, Mate, Vlad, Nolad, and then there was Kapara, Barim Kapara, that was the fourth one. And what was the fifth one we said yesterday? We had five.
Maybe it was a Yud. Maybe
there's a Yud.
Maybe
it might be a Yud.
And Nun is
Nechperu.
That's one guy.
So then there's the Timna'u, maybe. Then there's definitely Vlad Chatat.
Right.
Nechperu could be Nechperu Abalim. Come on, let's find it. No, come on, we've got to find it. It's wondering how to remember it. So it's very good so far. We've got Tmura. Mem isn't what we say meta vlad meta abalim so tmura meta abalim nichperu abalim
vlad chatat tmurat chatat
right so vlad chatat we got tmurat
chatat shemetu balea
we got that meta balea
shavrash
nata ah ayin avrash nata okay very good taf mem nun ayin avrash what's the fifth one
shavdav nimsel bal balat mu.
And mum, so where's the mum? No, mem is made to abalim. Okay, so we'll find it. We have to work it. Good luck. Okay, we're getting there. Okay, so now that was the Mishnah from yesterday. Akiva brought that, right? So now, Amar Rabbi Akiva, right? So now Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva, when did Rabbi Akiva say this? It says Rabbi Lazar. He says Rabbi Akiva said that this works, right? Bevat achat. If they shechted, the shechita was done. Bevat achat. Look at Rashi. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kesheim shedama potert basara, kach potert basar chaverta. When does the blood poter both of them? It looks like it poters its own meat. Also poters the other korban's meat. When? Elo sheshachat shnei bevat achat. Kegon sheshachatum shnei kohanim kachat. Two kohanim stood there together, and they said, one, two, three, and they shechted it together. Right? The kachat guf adami. Then see if it was one guf. There was no order. It was not the first one. Because now what happens is the first one comes, you got to do the zrik of the first one. What is the zrik of the first one? You've got nichperu abalim. Nichperu abalim. The second one must be killed. Therefore, it's already dead though. But it becomes a psul korban. Right? So that's what he's saying. Only when it works together. Bevat achat. Look at Rashi there. Bevat achat. Amar bezeh achar zeh. The Shulam Mekubetzet Yon Hay says, Bevat bezeh achar bezeh bevat achat. The ratza mizeh zorek, v'ratza mizeh zorek. Now you can choose. Aval bezeh achar zeh, but if you're shechting it one after the other, lo amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva never said it would work. Look at Rashi. Zeh lo amar Rabbi Akiva. Mishum, de b'sha'a sheshachar rishona, miyad na'aseh hashniya motar chatat. Because already nechperu abalim, right? And therefore, it's an oistan deal. V'hatam ein zrik adam shenachar potret basar shechaveta. That's what Rabbi Lazar says. You got it? So Rabbi Lazar says, when did Rabbi Akiva say that you can do it when you want? They were shechted at exactly the same time. There wasn't one that came before the other. If one came before the other, then it's a case of one korban already done, and the second korban, botar chatat, must be killed, it must be a pasul korban, you can't use it. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So now, the Gemara is like this. Tanya, we've got a brighter. Amar Rabbi Shimon, keshalachti lekfar afani, I think this Gemara comes from Chulin. Where does it come from? Chulin, yeah, I think we've seen the Gemara. It says, "Keshehalachti lekfar Fani, matzani zaken echad, va'amarli, omer haya Rabbi Akiva, zrikat moelet leyotze." He asked me a question. When he says "omer," right? "Va'amarli," "amarli" really means, and he asked me, right? It's a question mark, I think. It says, "Omer haya Rabbi Akiva, zrikat moelet leyotze." He says, "Did Rabbi Akiva really say that zrika can help with a yotze?" Right, if a korban has left the walls of them of the Beit Hamikdash, zrika will still help it. Right, look at Rashi here. Aval bezeh omer haya Rabbi Akiva v'chulei dechi mashma banitin v'lo. Right, amar lehi. Rashi says it. Okay, you know what? It's actually Furash Rashi. Amar lehi belashon she'ela. Rashi says it straight out. He asked it in a questioning way. Right, right. Dechi mashma banitin. Right. Say amar. Say what does he say? Amar tilohen. Yes. So now he says yes. I said yes, absolutely. The answer is yes, right? So then, ukeshebati vehirtzeti dvarim lifnei chaverai shebegalil. When I came to the Galil and I told this in front of my friends, the discussion, amruli, when they said to me, how can that be? Halo pasulhu hayach meratze al apsul. Right? Look at Rashi. Pasulhu sheyatza left. How can it work? We don't understand. How can you support Rabbi Akiva? Say yes, Rabbi Akiva says that, but it simply was a pasul. Now the shita changes that kasheyatzati to kashebati. Ukashebati vehirtzeti dvarim Rabbi Akiva. Now it's Rabbi Eliezer. When I came in front of Rabbi Akiva, and I said, "This is Rabbi Akiva," I discussed with Rabbi Akiva this whole what had happened. That my friends asked this. I said yes. Then I came to my other friends in the garden. They said, "How can it be?" So Rabbi Akiva said to me, "Amarli." Rabbi Akiva said to me, "Bani." Yeah, American, but you don't agree. You don't think that it works, that the zrika can work on yotze. Look at Rashi. By law, iata American, she tehez zrika moedet le yotze afa bishu psul. You think it doesn't work? So what if it's pasul? The zrika works. That's what Rabbi Akiva said to him. Vaharei hamafrish chatato v'avda. And now Rabbi Akiva basically quotes this Mishnah, right? Vaharei hamafrish chatato v'avda. And he brings a new one in its place. There's meila with both of them. Shachatan, v'edaman munach b'kosot. If he shechts them and the blood is sitting in the cup, mo'alin b'shtehen. There's meila at the moment. There's meila for both of them. In other words, neither of them yet have had a shat heter, right? Nizrak dam shel echad mehem. Now, if we do zrika for one of them, Right, so now look at Rashi over here. Nizrak Adam, Nifsela Hashnia b'motar chatat. The moment we do the kapara with the blood, the second one that we didn't do kapara for becomes a motar chatat, right? Because we've already got Nichperu Habalim. Nichperu Habalim, now the first korban becomes pasul. The other korban, not the first, the other one. He says, are you going to tell me now, even Rabbi Akiva is agreeing that the one korban now is actually a pasul korban. And he's saying, but nonetheless, the blood will patru them both from me'ila. Now he says like this, in patar basar chavarta me'ila, the shita changes that hitzil to patar. Right? If he was patru now the one from me'ila, Afa pishu psul. And everyone agrees now, there's no argument that this second animal standing there is now motar chatat. So it actually should be dead. So it's a psul. Dinu shifateret besara. So what are you trying to tell me? That the blood, that the zrika here, if it's patru from me'ila, right? Even though it's a psul, it's not going to patru the meat. Look at Rashi. Din shifateret besara. Afi shiyet psul yotze. So in other words, if it can help with the motar chatat, it can't help with a yotzei. That's Rabbi Akiva's proof. Okay? Rabbi Akiva wants to prove from here that the fact that, from our Mishnah, that the zrika helps with the pasul korban, or the motar chatat, to motzi from me'ila, it can help with a yotzei as well, because they both got psulim. What's the difference between the one psul and the other psul? Makes no difference. But even you could argue that this is a bigger psul because it's chayav mit already, it's dead already, you shechted it. But if it wasn't around, you'd have to even kill the korban, where the yotze wouldn't necessarily have to go back and kill the korban. You couldn't, I suppose, impossible. Stupid, what I just said. Okay. So that is the answer of Akiva gave. Now look at this here. Amar Rabbi, Amar Shresh Lakish, Mishum Rab Oishia. Tshuva gnuva heshivu Rabbi Akiva lo totalmit. It's a tshuva gnuva. How do they translate in English there, tshuva gnuva?
Deceptive response.
Concealed.
Concealed, okay. Deceptive. Right? I prefer the deceptive. In other words, it's misleading. Mm. What he's trying to say is he's baffling his brains with BS. Right? That's really, excuse the, but that's what the common expression, right? You're baffling my, you boggle, you're confusing with the facts. So now, like this, so now, so it's a tshuva gnuva, right? So he said like this. What does he say to him? Bevat achat in beze achar ze lo. Now look at Rabbeinu Gershom here for a second. We're going to change modes now and use Rabbeinu Gershom quickly. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom here where he says tshuva gnuva. He says tshuva, the third line of Rabbeinu Gershom there. He says tshuva gnuva yeshivo, klomar, delav tshuva ma'al yehu. He says it's not the greatest answer, right? The taritzle. He says, not the greatest answer that when he did it to the question or to the statement of one after the other wouldn't work, but at the same time would work. Kevin the psul de motachatat. Why? Mali damar. Rabbeinu Gershom puts in a few words here. He says, Mali damar poter basar chavert bevar achat. Mali bezer chaze. What's the difference? If it was shechted at the same time or shechted one after the other, there's no real difference. Look at Rabbi Gershom. Hoyil usfira Rabbi Akiva. The dama poter basar chaverta. Since Rabbi Akiva holds that the blood is poter the other animal, poter chaverta, afal gav the pasul, even though it's a pasul korban, al mechuve genuve shivo deloshna, makes a difference. In other words, what are we talking about here? We're discussing about whether it would make a difference to Rabbi Akiva if it's at the same time the shechita was done, the one time, or the shechita was done one after the other. If Rabbi Akiva says that you can matir a pasul korban, then if it's pasul, what do we care when it happened? You with me? In other words, this whole answer before, after, together, if it's a pasul korban and you're muttering it, then what do we care when it took place? Right? So that's why there's not a good answer. So there's not a good answer. Right? Bevadachat emezechazeh. The covenant of pasul hu. Mali vadachat. Mali bezechazeh. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says Resh Lakish. Vata yata omer ken. What, and you don't agree? Says Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Akish. What, and you don't agree? Look at Rabbi Gershom here. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Akish. Va'ata, Rabbi Akish. Lo marken the chashavte lehu bechad gufa. Afilu kishachta mezeach haze. The dama poter basar chaveta. You don't agree that if it's the same that it makes no difference. Right? In other words, you don't seem to agree that it makes no difference. Now, the chashavte lehu kechad gufa, afilu kishachtam b'zeach hazeh, demapoter basar chaveta. So, one second, now I'm a bit confused. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It was flowing beautifully for me up until now. You look at Rashi here. Iyatam ode l'sheim alu otan emurin. No. אמר רבי יוחנן לקיש, ואתה היית אומר כן, אתה אומר, דחשבת לו כגוף אחד, אף כשחת מזה החזה, דם הפותר. He said, okay, look at, I actually made a note to myself, like it's a bit of a sarcastic comment, this. Look at the Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan says, look in the Rashi. ואתה אומר, you, רש לקיש, דחשבת לו כגוף אחד, אף כשחת מזה החזה, the Dhamma Poter Basar B'Chavet. You think it makes no difference? What do you think, that it's exactly the same? What you saying that it's a Tshuva Genuva, that really it should make no difference as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, if they were Shechted at the same time or Shechted one after the other. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that a Pasul Korban, the blood helps. So what do we care, together or not together? Even a Pasul Korban could work, so one after the other is the same as whether we're Shechted at the same time. Why are we making this Chakira between the same time or different? In other words, there's no difference. Rabbi Yochanan says, well, you don't think it's a difference? You think it's exactly the same, they were shechted at the same time, or they were shechted one after. In other words, when, what Yochanan is trying to say is, as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, when they were shechted two at the same time, it's as if it was one big korma being shechted. That's what's taking place. So that's why the blood helps each other, because it's really like one big korma. Now, I brought two animals, but it's really one big korma. Right? Where it's one after the other, it's two separate korbanot. And Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says, what's the difference? Rabbi Akiva would say it makes a difference. Rabbi Akiva says it makes a difference. What, you think it makes no difference? Look here, let's go with that line of thinking and see if it makes sense. Avata et amerken. Elahifrish. How can you say that? Because Rabbi Akiva is going to prove to Reish Lakish now that it is a difference. And here's his proof. Ilu hifrish te ashamot l'achrayut. We learned already in Tmura, I think we learned Alocha, that all that the dealing that applied to a chatat applied to a asham as well. Remember? That an asham applies to a chatat. Except that there was more chumras with a chatat. I think Rashi actually says that. I'm not making it up. We'll see it in a second. Now look at Rabbi Yochanan's proof to Reish Lakish. Why it makes a difference if it's one after the other or if it was two at the same time. He says, Ilu hifrishte ashamot l'achrayut. Look at Rashi. She'im yovad echad mehen, she'itchaper be'ech ba'acher. Why did he set aside two ashamot? Because he was scared. So he wanted to make sure that if one something happened to the one, he had the other one around at least. Here's what I wanted to say. How much more? So it was two chataot. The chatat chamira kedushtei mi asham. A chatat is more chamur the kedusha than an asham. So it would be koshikai with a chatat. We brought an example of two ashamot, right? Now, v'shachat et shneihen. He shechted both the ashamot. V'kadam v'hela emorin shelechad mehem kodem zrika. But what did he do? He brought the emorin of one of the ashamot onto the mizbeach before he'd actually done the zrika of the blood. Now we know that the zrika is what creates, what makes the emorim ready for the mizbeach, right? So there the emorim should come after the zrika. But he brought the emorim up before he did the zrika. Now look what Rabbi Yochanan teaches us here. Iatamodei, says Reish Lakish, don't you agree? Shimalu yardu. That if he had brought the Amorim onto the Mizbeach before he'd done the Zrika, he should bring them down. Right? Now look here carefully. Look at Rashi here. Shachat ishneim v'kadam elai mirin ashtachat mehen kodem Zrika. V'achar kach zarak adam. And then he did the Zrika. The Adam shelo kirvu Amorim. Which Zrika did he do? The other animal's Zrika. So he's got two animals now, two Ashamot. He brought them both. He brought the Amorim of the one Asham onto the Mizbeach. But he did zrika of the other asham. You with me? Right? Look at Rashi, yeah? The zrika dam de idach. Right? Nay sesh imalu. Hold on. The achakach zrika dam de sham shelo kivomrim. Iatamode, says Reish Lakish. Don't you agree? Shimalu otan emorim sheyardu. Those emorim now should go down. Why? The Zrika Dam de Idach, Lo Mahani Dahani Amorim. The blood from the other Korban is not going to help this Korban's Amorim. The love today, because not its own blood. And why? Mishum de Miguf Achininu, came from a different body. Now, here comes his proof. So we got two Hashamot, we shechted them, we did the Zrika, we brought the Amorim of the one and the Zrika of the other, and he said to Resh Lakish, you have to agree with me that those Amorim must come down. Okay? Why must they come down? The Isalkadatach, now he said like this. The Isalkadatach had Gufun, according to Resh Lakish, you say it makes no difference if it's one after the other or at the same time. It's always as if it's the same korban and it's one body. So now he says, v'isalkedatachad gufahu. If you now think, Resh Lakish, that it makes a difference where we shech them, and it's all one big korban, so why does it imalu yardu? Why do they have to come down? Let's say, what's the difference? So I brought the emorim from that animal, and I did the zrika from this animal, but it's one big animal, really. So really, the blood and the emorim are joined. And the blood of this animal is really the blood of that animal. The amorim of this animal is the blood of that animal. If I did the zrika from the right animal, and therefore the amorim should stay. You with me? So he has a proof that with the Hashamot, you actually bring it down. Hashem, bring it down. So he says to Ula, right? Look at Rashi, yeah? The Isakadata Kedamata Bezeachaze, that you say that even one after the other, Nami Poter Basar Chaverta Mishum Taimed Amata, because for the reason like you say, what's your reason that this should make the difference which order it went in? The Kachar Gufu, it's one big animal. Hachim Alua Mayardus, why do they come down? Right, that's his question to now he continues his question of Yochanan and says, Ha'ama Ula, didn't Ula tell us? Got a proof from Ula, right? Look at Rashi quickly. Ha'ama Ula, Gabe Guf Echad. Emorei kodshe kalim shehalan lifnei zrikat damim lo yardu. That if one animal, we're not talking about two different korban. Ula told us our din. If you got one animal and you brought up the emorim before you had done the zrika, right? Lo yardu, you don't bring them down. Says Rashi, shenasu lachmosu mizbeach the kaltan mizbeach. Because the fact that you brought them into the Mizbeach, they've already become the lechem of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach has absorbed it, there was klita, and therefore it doesn't come down. And now if you do the blood later on, it's a fairly good, it's a perfectly good korban. Why? Says Rashi, the kavan dechad gufahu. Ki hadar vezari kadam la'achar herat amorin havi azrika velo yardu. Because yeah, with one, and when it's actually one real animal, so the fact that the amorin went up first, and then you did the zrika, the Mizbeach already was collate, so therefore it works. Now, according to Resh Lakish, you want to tell me what? That these two animals is like one animal. It makes a difference if it's at the same time or one after the other. So if the two animals are like one animal, irrespective of the order, then the same din of one animal should apply to the two animals, correct? And therefore, even if you brought up the other amorim and you did the zikr of the other korban, it should be like one big korban, it shouldn't come down. And that's what he says, Yerashim, im kedvarecha, the time Rabbi Akiva have mishum dechad gufa damo. If you tell me Rabbi Akiva's whole reasoning is because we consider the two animals like one big animal, ki kadam vehala amorin, v'shuv nizra kadam diidach delo halu amorehin, lahani that should help it. Should help, there should be cross-helping one between the other. The ima lu lo yadu, it shouldn't come down. Ela mida amrinan yardu. Yeah, everyone agrees that yardu with the two animals. The reason isn't because of one goof. Not like you want to say it's one big animal. What's Rabbi Akiva's reason? Not that it's one animal. It was the important, there was a proper significance here to the shechita at the same time. The ha poter basar chaveret. It's only when it happens the shechita together. The ratzim is there, right? Ratzim is there, because now he's got a choice to choose what he wants to choose from. Don't say it's a tshuva genuva. It's a perfectly good answer. Rabbi Akiva's reason is not because it's one big animal. If we don't care if you did the one animal in two stages, one after the other or one together. No, it's dafka because the shechita took place at the same time. And as a result of the shechita at the same time, you can now choose which animal you want to do the zrika from. That's what enables it to work one for the other. So there's significance in bevat achat. As soon as it becomes one after the other, there's no bevat achat. Now you can't choose which blood you want to do for one for the other. And now it won't work. So when Rabbi Akiva said, when Rabbi Eliezer said that Rabbi Akiva's answer is bevat achat and not one after the other, it does work. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva explained that to his student. Now, I'll be honest with you again. How they actually tie in one with the other completely, not 100% clear, but we can see over here that at least Rabbi Yochanan tries to defend Rabbi Akiva and not say that he was just fobbing him off And you made a reference. You see, there is significance in the shechita at the same time, because when you shecht them together, a halacha appears which says, ah, they were shechted at exactly the same time, and they're both for the same kapara, for the same korban, the same avodah. You can now choose which blood you want to use. And the fact that you can choose which blood you want to use means that they cross function one for the other. When a shechita one after the other, it's like two korbanot. If a shechita one after the other, then the second korban becomes a proper motar chatat and shudah. And therefore it can't work, therefore the kapara won't work one for the other, the blood won't work for the other, if it alu yardu. Okay? That was basically the answer that he gave. Okay. New Mishnah. I don't know what
Mishnah.
Ishtik. Okay, right. And Rash Lakish was quiet. Rash Lakish gave an answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Rash Lakish was dumbfounded. Rashi Ishtik, Rash Lakish. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Look, Rabbi Yochanan says it's actually mind-boggling. Rabbi Yochanan, ketzatztinon leragloye de yanuka. I've chopped the legs off of this youngster. Right? Those are basically floored him. Now look at Rashi here on how he answers that. He gives two answers. He says over here, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kitzatina Rash Lakish Kari Yanuka. He called Rash Lakish a youngster, a kid. Why? Lefishaya Bachur Mimenu. When he asked him this question, he challenged him, he never knew how to answer him. He says, Lishna Achrina, the Daike de Dayek, this Diuka via the Kai Hachi, the Kashelach. Long answer. Basically, he stumped him. Okay, that's the whole long Rashi, but you can see the first answer that he gave there, that he was, I doubt that Rabbi Yochanan was, I imagine he's too serious a guy to make jokes, right? He's the sort of guy, he looked at Rav Lakish and killed him. You know what I mean? So in the end, he killed Rav Lakish. You know, looking at him, we learned that, right? Mm-hmm. But he obviously was, teaching him some sort of lesson. Okay, they quickly rushed to this cousin who was doing nasty. Ma said, Dami, because I coached you, Hakel Lachmi. You know what? We'll get up to the Gemara and we'll just show the Mishnah. Tomorrow is a very, very short Amud Aleph. Yeah, okay, we'll get up to the Mishnah. We'll start the Gemara tomorrow. Okay, let's see how we go. Okay, Maase Damim Bekotche Kochim Haklachmi. So when it comes to Maase Damim, Rashi says, yeah, what's Maase Damim? Hainu Zrika, the Zrika of the blood. The actual avod of the blood itself, the Zrika, which is the Ikar Kapara. With regard to Kochim Kachim, there's elements of Kula and Chumra. Ube Kochim Kalim, it's all Chumras. What says Kaitzad? What's going on here? Kochim Kochim, if there's Zrika Damim. Kochim Kochim, before you do the Zrika of the blood, Mualin Emorehen. And the Basa, you mentioned, Robert, the Amorim of the Kochi Kochim as well. Remember? Here the Mishnah said that. When it comes to Amorim and Basar, both of them, before you do the Zrika, there's Me'ilah on both of them. La'acha Zrika Damim, where after Zrika Damim, there's Me'ilah ba'Amorim, so that's the Chumrah still stays. There's Chumrah before, and Chumrah after on the Amorim, right? Lefnei Zrika Damim, Morim ba'Amorim Basar, there's a Chumrah. La'acha Zrika Damim, Morim ba'Amorim, there's still a Chumrah with the Amorim, ba'ain Mo'alim ba'Basar, there's no Me'ilah ba'Basar, there's a Kula on the Basar. I think Rashi actually says that. Right, there's a shat kosher for the Kohanim. So Me'ilah only works before the Zrika, both the Amorim and the Basar. After Zrika, there's no Me'ilah on the Basar. There's Me'ilah on the Amorim. So there's the Chumras and there's the Kulas. And on the Kochek Kalim and the Kochek Kochim, Yuchayev of Pigul, Notar, and Tame. Nimtze Masnam, Kochek Kochim, Hake Ulachmir. So we see you've got both Chumras and Kulas on the Kochek Kochim. Now, Ube Kochek Kalim, Kulachmir Ketzer. Now we said on Kochek Kalim, there's only Chumras with regards to the Maaseh Zrika. How does it work? So Gemara Ketzer, Kochek Kalim, Dei Zrika Damim, Ein Mualin, Lo Bemir, Lo Basar. With regards to Kochek Kalim, before the Zrika, there's no Me'ilah. Why? Because you can eat the Kochek Kalim. They're mamon balim. We'll see it in a second, right? The owners eat them. So therefore, there's no me'ilah, what's it before the zrika? Only after the zrika, achas zrika dami, morim ba'emorin, only the emorim become koche kochim, and now there becomes me'ilah, the ein morim ba'basar, and alzev alzech, chalina mishum pigul, notar v'tameh. Same thing, pigul, notar v'tameh, etc. Nimsa masa dami b'kochim kalim, kulan lahachmir. Right, look at Rashi down at the bottom here very quickly. Zrika dami mu'alim ba'emorin, v'hal lahachmir, dokolim zrika lo habe b'hum ila. Often, before the Zrika, there's no Me'ilah. Klal, v'hashta ita Me'ilah ba'emorin. Now, once it's done Zrika, there is a Me'ilah, so therefore, there is Chumras, as we saw. The worst luck is Ketani. Right? Look at Rashi, Ketani. Ketani Reisha, in the Reisha we learned, Basar Kochei Kochim, La'acha Zrika Ein Mo'alin Be'Basar. Right? What do we say in the Mishnah? We said, that master me kocha kochim hakel hachmir kocha kalim kulo hachmir. We say kocha kochim lifnei zrika there's meila, and after zrika there's meila ba'emorim ve'ein mo'alin bebasa, and there's no meila for the basa. So the Gemara wants to make a diuk now and says, ah, there's no me'ila v'basar after the zrika, me'ila hu deleika ha'isura ika. But the isla and isu, the Gemara is in the dike. Ah, there's no me'ila, but it is isu. Right, look at the Gemara here, Rashi. Me'ila hu deleika mashma ha'isura ika l'koin ha'ochlan. If the coin eats it, there's still an isu, even after the zrika. V'amai, ha'amam on the coin. Why? Kochei kochim, specifically chatat, for example, after the zrika, who becomes the ba'alim of the korban? The coin. Who eats the meat of the korban? The coin. So where's the isur here? Right? There's a Gemara's question. Where's the isur? So Mamon the coin. The Gemara says, Lo kashia, don't get worried, not a big deal. Mishum the nasiv reisha mo'alin, nasiv seifa ain mo'alim. Just the linguistics. Really, there's no me'ila, there's no isur, there's no nothing. But because the Gemara said, right? We said that before the zrika, there is me'ila of the amorim and the meat. After zrika, there's no me'ila of the meat. There is me'ila of the amorim. There's no me'ila of the meat. But really, there's no isur either. Okay, just the way that we learned it. Well, so, okay, I'm a safer. So now we've got a kashya. If you're going to tell me that's the reason, look at Rashi very quickly. Yeah. I'm a safe me'ila hu deleika nasiv b'seif look Rashi v'hadik tani ein mo'alin lav dafka it's not a dafka ein mo'alin the mashma me'ila hu v'chule ele mishum the tani ereisha kolim zrika mo'alim basar tamarin dafka hu before the zrika there was me'ila dafka dakati ein mo'alin because there's still no heter yet tani seif anami ein mo'alin. Okay, really not a big deal, walk away. I go, so wait a second, that works nicely with the kochei kochim, but now when it comes to the kochei kalim in the safe, we've got a problem. Because now, what does the Gemara say next? I'm a sefer b'kochim kalim kuluhu lahachmir. There we said with kochim kalim is only chumras. And how? What was the example? Basar kochim kalim lifnei zrikat damim ein mo'alim be'memoren be'echem v'rei mishum pigul not avetamei. Before the zrika, there's nothing. La'acha zrikat damim mo'alin be'emorehen. After the zrika, there is me'ila with the emorim. The ain mo'alin bebasar, and yeah, ain mo'alin bebasar goes. Ah, so now me'ila hu deleika. I agree that there's no me'ila. Ah, isur ika. But and now isur, but now I understand why is there isur? There shouldn't be an isur even after the zrika. Why? Ba'amai mamon debarimu. Because the owners can eat it after the zrika. So where's the isur? Look at Rashi here. Ba'amamona debarimu. Now look at Rashi, how he explains what the real problem of the Gemara is. Follow me in the Rashi, please. Follow in the Rashi here. V'ha hacha leke lemeimar mishum denasiv reisha mo'alim tana seifa nami ein mo'alim. You can't now tell me that why does it say here ein mo'alim bebasar? Because we learned in the reisha, because mo'alim before zrika, ein mo'alim after zrika is issue. Because isn't a mo'alim lifnei zrika in kochim kalim? In kochim, there is me'ila before, and there is no me'ila after. So we can say that the linguistics work well. Me'ila before, no me'ila after. You can't use that answer here, yeah, because there's no me'ila before. See, if there's no me'ila before, I've got no need to say ein mo'alin afterwards. The fact that I said ein mo'alin afterwards means it's a dafka. Right? Question clear? That's what Rashi says here. Look here. V'achalekele me'ma mishum d'nasi v'resha mo'alin t'ala sefer d'ami ein mo'alin. De'betar vayu b'sefer d'resha and b'sefer d'sefer. Basically, in the sefer, both in the resha of the sefer of the before zrika and in the sefer of the sefer after zrika, ein mo'alin katani. Both say ein mo'alin. V'chihechi d'akin and hacha ha'isur ikah achilami d'akin and b'sefer d'resha v'ama it be'isur achila wazin isur achila. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, what's he saying? He says, no, it's for something else. Chanina says, le yotzin. We're talking over here about meat that left the Mizbeach. It's a different point to the previous point of the Reisha. We're talking about yotzin. Rabbi Akiva hi. And we're discussing now, specifically in the dinner of Rabbi Kedugrashi, yeah? Rabbi Chanina le yotzin. Kagon sheyatza, basa chuta b'chesedo, v'shuv nizrak adam. If the blood, the meat left the Mizbeach, left the Baramikdash, and then you did the zrika, Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Rabbi Akiva is what it taught the previous Mishnah that zrika helps yotze. Remember, Rabbi Akiva said in yesterday's Mishnah, right? Where was the Mishnah? We learned it, right? In Davav Amud Bet, we had the Mishnah there. basa kotche kotchim shiyas ne shikatam ve ze omer malin bo en khavim lof shbigo ve kiv omer en malin bo khavim mishu bigbonota there it was got to kotche kotchim here we speak about kotche kalim she says that dinner rabbi akiva kon shiyas basa khutz bekhisa ve shuv ni shakadam rabbi akiva hida amaz shika moelet le yotze right the rabbi akiva shika moelet le yotze lo hotzio mi meila u lahavio le shreifa ולאלתר, כמו שאר קודשים פסולים. לכי מהני להזריקה, שאני נשאף לאלתר, אלא עד שתו עבר צורתו. זה שפרטים. רבי עקיבא said, איזה אישור? What's the issue? If the meat had left the מזבח, and now you bring it in, right? רבי עקיבא says that the זריקה is מועדת להיות צד השריף, and it has to get burnt. But when do you burn it? You don't burn it straight away, right? You wait until it goes off, gets a bit bad. אבל לאכילה, but with regards to eating, if Rabbi Akiva will agree, who the law meratze, you can't eat this meat. Lo meratze, aval achile lo meratze, you can't use it. So the kodshe kalim, which left the man amigdash, and you did drink it afterwards, you've got to burn it, you've got to wait till the following day till it gets a bit moldy, and then you burn, you can't eat it. Adran kodshe kodshim, adran kodshe kodshim, adran kodshe